If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So we've got drive moment. Medical procedures you know you should do, but resist anyway. Your dentist told you that you are long overdue for a roof canal. Is it a root canal or a roof canal? And your teeth, so it's all vapambil. And you refuse to do it. Maybe your doctor told you months ago to get an allergy test and you still haven't done it. Just the mention of a medical procedure or surgery can make many of us run in the opposite direction. I don't think I'm one of those people, eh? Whenever something is... I remember I used to struggle with, heartburn, right? And they needed to confirm whether I've got heartburn or not. And they use this pipe that goes through your throat.
Mm.
Right? Yo, Skumba, my throat for like a good 7 days was so sore.
Mm.
Yeah, I did. And when they do it, your eyes are open.
That's another deal.
Yeah. The only sound I remember making was like...
You feel like vomiting, but you don't vomit. It's a mess.
No, it was horrible.
I always had pain in my left hand.
Yeah.
And the pain was like severe, like super, super severe.
Yeah.
But say, you know, you start asking people that think they know everything. I'll need gout. Take painkillers or I'm a gout bomb. Too late, man. But the pain would not go away. For years, Jen. Mm. Like for years. I think there was a year, even in the pictures that I took, you could tell I'm in pain causing him energy.
Yeah.
And then I decided to go to hospital, but no. With a pinched nerve by my spine.
Okay.
So I have a pinched nerve by my spine. I'm like, cool, admitted, because the pain was too severe.
Yeah.
And then obviously, I talked to Abayez, I'm a specialist. This doctor comes to me and says, we're going to have to do an operation. You need to wear at, on your spine. If there's two things no one's going to touch in my life, it's spine and my eyes. There's no way you want to open my spine and touch it. What if something goes wrong?
A lot of things go wrong.
Then you're paralyzed.
Then yeah, from leg down, from waist down.
Yeah.
Hey doc, listen here.
You know much ever, no ever.
Yeah, but I said no. I googled how to heal a pinched nerve. Like a chiropractor. I have ways of ruling myself and then the pain would go away. But imagine if I agreed. Because there's always, and by the way, we're not saying don't listen to doctors. We're not saying whatever the doctors are saying is wrong. We just want to find out from you, what procedures you would never do. Who wants to take gel? I will never operate my eyes. My right eye is like it player can like when mang vali like it player
one I made that is matter
yeah you are is like I just put the shampoo like that
yeah
like it's partially blind because apparently in the party le mnyama
pupil
yeah it's stuck kancane on like a tintene so so I can only use my steroids to make sure ukuthi
to loosen it up
What you like, doctor? No, let's operate your eye. Hold on. If you look at the eye, you can find the eye. If you look at no, we need to, and then we check it out. Let's see that, doc. Nah, grand. As long as you have one left, thank you. Right.
What?
Sure, left.
Actually, I haven't had procedures. Left. I haven't had procedures that needed like severe operations or procedures. I'm very lucky in that regard. But I know that anything on my face, I'm finicky about. Yes, call me vain, I don't care. But I do not want to wake up with a face that God didn't give. Jesus said, don't touch your face.
But you touched Kumba's face the other day.
I touch my face every day.
I'm very nervous about my face. But if it's between life and death...
Would you do it?
I'm most likely going to do it.
Yeah, you will.
Most likely going to do it. And pray to the heavens that Jesus is there.
You know, like you don't get
allowing
to
you to heal. Yeah, definitely.
Talk to us 0636880959 for voice notes. You can also call us 0860000959. Medical procedures you know you should do, but resist anyway.
And please, there, the doctors, if they're listening, we encourage you to please call us and let us know. Maybe some of your patients. But please be confidential. Very important food.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
So we've got a call now because we are talking about medical procedures you know you should do but resist anywhere. You are allergic to doctors, needles, anesthetics, things like that. We're in Midrand. Bonga.
Yeah, how's it, guys?
Okay, we're great, Bonga. How's it?
Chaps. You know, this one time I was back in Durban, so I had this pain in my tooth, Yabon. So I went to the doctor, assuming they were going to do zinyo, ne?
Yeah, well.
And when I got there, they said, no, none of my teeth is giving me problems. So they said they want to do an x-ray. So they did it, and they said, I have some wisdom tooth that is matured under my gums, right?
Shoot.
And then I asked, so what's the way forward? And the moment she said she's going to refer me to some doctor in Morningside to sort me out, I asked what procedure it is. The moment she mentioned having to cut my gum and open it up and pull out the tooth, at that moment I decided, nah, I'm not doing this.
You will deal with the pain, my guy.
You know what I did after that? I went across to a pharmacy, I bought some painkillers, and I took some painkillers. So whenever it comes out, I take the painkiller and it goes away for another 6 months.
Zulu, uzulu impela ke lo phela.
Hayi but.
Yo. But guys, it must be traumatizing when they say they're going to cut your gum.
That's the thing, how they say it, Glenn. It's how they say it.
You know, and guys, take it from me. I had a friend who did like a gum teeth procedure. The pain is unbearable. But some of these things are necessary so that you don't suffer in the near future.
Yeah.
Now I'm supposed to do a cataract surgery because of my left eye iblery, like Skumba say. And I went there, I made an appointment, and they told me, Guti, they're going to put me in surgery. And then the fact that they're going to put me in surgery and kill me just for that operation is giving me nerves, I don't want to do it. I opted to doing amazas. I'll do specs every year, change amazas. I cannot do that operation. What if I come out saying, Upap, Simlang and Angsabun on the other eye?
You know, I suffer from heart pain, and I went to two ENTs. The first one hooked this camera through my nose, and I had to feel it going through my nose to the throat. And the second ENT, I kenya on my throat down there. Mm. And now they can see that I have heartburn, but now they can't cure it. And this third one says to me, you know what? Now we need to put this one, the one that you're talking about. And I'm thinking to myself, we're thinking heartburn, it will have to go away on its own because, wow, so many things down through me.
I was telling the truth because it's the same thing that I did.
Yeah. Sure.
Because even if they find out, this heartburn is going nowhere because they always blame bread, acidic things, blah, 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 blah. I remember I had to cut down on a lot of things, right? Hoping to cure this heartburn. Eh? I'm sure I lost 6 kilograms.
Sure.
How about Iceland? Toothpick.
But I think I'm getting a loaf brown.
But you know what? Now it's gone.
No, it's for some reason, you find a way, your Paul. I'm telling you, the pinch nerve. Humuso, I kopklung by the spine. That's the thing. Kopklung is sand, from your shoulders, where your elbows until just before your fingers. Everything klung. You can't do anything.
I think what's amazing about that is because I've had pinched nerves before, on your back. But when you go and see what do you call
the chiropractor,
then they'll start giving you stretching your leg. You're like, I'm under, but I.
Legs.
These muscles are connected. They're relative.
Connected.
Right? Yeah. And I left that place walking nicely.
Don't. 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 It's unnecessary.
Who's a poor call? Bojive.
Yeah. So, drive moment today. Medical procedures you know you should do, but resist anyway. We got voice notes.
Hey, my friend, I'm going to bank receipt spending. Food poison early in the morning. Just imagine, ATN. Bank via para. Bank lahlela ku emergency. Emergency that you train in lorage. That poison, but the food poison. Bafa ki pipe ngase makhaleni. Right in my nose. You ngene ngo throat. You. Live on my baling. Hayi bana lapha anyanga memezo mamami. Usisa mozo wagije modini kumenzani. Ba train espali. Kuma ezinye izinto. But that pain of fucking pipe has a macalin. Thing in it direct to the throat. Yeah.
I think I would draw the line when it comes to my spine. Anything else, we can do whatever we want. I've even had an eye operation. I had a corneal transplant done. So, yeah, anything else I would do except the spine. Spine is where I draw the line.
So, a procedure that I have to do, I think the dentist said He said my front teeth are cracked and I've got a beautiful smile. So I must come in and sort it out. So I went to the dentist, I think it was last year, October, and he recommended that I floss. And from the day I started flossing, I don't have any issues with my teeth. So I mean, I sing right again. So I'm not going to go further with it. That's just it.
And flossing is so easy. Man, yeah. I do it.
Yeah.
I do it almost every day. But speaking about that, because I just mentioned that, you know, for me it's always easy to go to a doctor. I think the only time that I really was hesitant to go to a doctor was when I had my issue with piles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, I mean, you are exposing yourself. You are lying flat and you're on your tarmac. And there's a female opening your butt cheeks. And there's grapes there.
All right, okay.
Lady that's grapes. Enough. And enough. I'm talking, I've not done it. So
why are people talking about your spines?
Exactly. But
right.
Eyes,
because
but
we
right.
don't want to talk about grapes.
No, don't say we.
Exactly. Do you want to hear about Len's grapes?
It was.
Do you?
No, man. Homozo, I have to tell this story because that's what the topic is all about. You came up with it when I'm just coming.
That's
so
what medical
I had to
procedures.
Lie on my stomach. And guys, the doctor, and I even remember her name, Udoctor Nkosi, Shambula. And you know, also that time when they were doing it, I was constipated.
Oh my God.
I was constipated.
Do we really need to?
So I was constipated, ne? But you know what? As a doctor, it was really bad. Anyone out there who has experienced piles, please let us know.
Do you know, saying, I mean, I don't want to talk about your grapes, but yeah. I know I've got quite a few male friends that say that they've had enough babies, but when they think of a vasectomy, they're like, this intrusion is way too much for us.
Their procedure?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I have one testicle, the visible testicle to be exact. I have a doctor, I think it was around 2019. I wanted to do antecedent surgery. And this is before me running news. A year later, 2 years later, I got a child.
I was one of those people, don't touch anything. I was healthy for my whole life. I believe I still am. But in 2022, things changed. Hey, what? You know, I understand Uskumagati. I will not touch it. Yes. I could see, but a bit, but there was like, there was a shadow. Then they told me they have to perform this all PPV. Yay, it's long, unyasmos. Hey, spoke to myself and my God, PPV. Since PPV, it's been over a year now. I haven't regained my sight. It actually went worse.
My medical procedure was supposed to do. And the time I was hospitalized for like 3 days. That was the last time for MRIs. To this day, I need to operate my behind.
My name is Ntando and I'm 11. The procedures that I would never ever do: genital procedures, spinal cord, or brain. I love on
you. Ntando.
But it's sad when you go for like an eye operation and
any operation, right?
And then the next thing they come back and say, the operation didn't go well.
Mm. Yeah,
it's scary, man.
The results are worse, and I suppose that's why they make you sign a waiver so that you know that nothing is 100%, nothing is guaranteed. We can go in there, find that things are worse than what we saw at diagnosis, and come out with worse results than we anticipated.
And you can go in there and come back. And like yesterday, we were talking about your sister or your cousin
that went for an eye operation.
Cornea,
yeah.
Came back and now she's happy.
She's happy. She sees much clearer.
But also, even if you sign a waiver, it doesn't mean that you can sue the doctors. I mean, there was an incident where this guy, they needed to amputate his right leg. They amputated the wrong one.
Yeah, no, definitely. Then there you can sue. Because it's negligence. It's negligence. So you definitely can sue.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.